The GCI Great Alaska Shootout Basketball Tournament tips off this week in Anchorage. This is the tournament's 39th year, but as Alaska Public Media's Josh Edge reports, a 40th is not guaranteed as the university grapples with a shrinking budget.
The University of Alaska Anchorage's women's basketball team will open up its tournament Tuesday against Portland. The Seawolves are coming off a second-place finish at last season's Division II National Championships, and UAA Athletic Director Keith Hackett says even with several new players, the team's expectations are high.
I think what the secret is going to be now is getting them all to mesh and play together like the team last year was so close. But I think this team is equally as close right now.
Teams from Missouri State University and Southern California round out the women's field. The UAA men's basketball team will face the University of Buffalo on Wednesday in the first round. Overall, Hackett says this year's field is the best he's seen during his tenure.
I think all around we have five or six teams playing in the tournament this year that won 20 games or more last year.
Drake University, Iona College, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Oakland University, UC Davis, and Weber State are also competing for the men's shootout title. Hackett says ESPN's decision following the 2007 tournament to part ways with the Great Alaska Shootout has made recruiting teams difficult, despite the shootout's current national television contract with the CBS Sports Network.
There's a lot of people that watch it, but it's difficult to get some teams to think about coming to Anchorage just because it's so far north. And they have so many other options.
This year, Hackett says there are 42 preseason tournaments teams can choose from. Another limiting factor in convincing teams to travel to Alaska, Hackett says, is how much the tournament pays.
We have to pay a guarantee to get teams here, and they range from $40,000 to $70,000, depending on distance and quality. So, yeah, we have to pay. But by comparison, other tournaments are paying $150,000 or $200,000 to teams to come.
Those numbers are specific to the men's teams. Hackett says the guarantee for the women's side of the tournament typically ranges from $15,000 to $20,000 per team.
Depends on who's here. If we got a team like Connecticut and, you know, if we had them come, we'd have to probably pay them a little bit more. But by paying them more, we're going to draw more people to see Connecticut or Florida State, someone like that. So, but it's the women's teams have been a little bit less because, to be honest, the women's teams haven't demanded that higher amount. So who knows? The future, they may.
But whether it's $15,000 or $70,000, that guarantee needs to at least cover a team's travel expenses, including airfare, hotels, and meals. Hackett expects the shootout to bring in around $450,000 in revenue this year, with the rest of the money for the tournament's more than $750,000 tab coming out of the athletic department's budget. Even though the tournament does not break even from ticket sales and sponsorships, Hackett says the economic impact stretches beyond the university.
There are probably 150 to 200 rooms being rented during Thanksgiving week, due in large measure because of the shootout. All those people are eating in restaurants.
The tournament is entering its 39th year and has evolved into a cornerstone of Alaska's sports scene. But with declining state funding and budgetary belt tightening across the university, Hackett says a 40th is not a guarantee.
Our economy in Alaska is hitting everybody. So we're going to do everything we can to keep this around, and everything is on the table still.
The future of the shootout should become more clear during the upcoming legislative session as lawmakers finalize the state budget. But for this year, the tournament is a go. The women's tournament tips off Tuesday, and the men's opens Wednesday. For more information about the 2016 GCI Great Alaska Shootout, visit GoSeaWolves.com. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.